This hour, we continue to focus on next weekend, or this weekend, we should say, and the shopping fever that is expected to consume a lot of us. Despite the price hikes, you may still be ready to get back into the chaos. Now, we all know about Black Friday deals, steals, and more, but there are other options for you to take advantage of outside the malls and the big box stores. To help highlight some of the initiatives, including Small Business Saturday or Plaid Friday, some people are doing. We welcome co-founder of Family Fun Twin Cities LCC, Gianna Kordatsky, to the program. And she is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Gianna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, first of all, I'm so curious about you. I love that you wrote to me about who you are. It's just so cool. Here, it says that you are a non-adventurous adventurer. Love it. That's awesome. It says that you love to travel around the state, the country, and the world with your family, your friends, and even your children that are 10, 12, 14, and 15 years old. You've traveled all over the place. And even with the little children, you didn't have a problem taking them. So what we won't know by looking at you, you say, is that you struggle with anxiety. And that part of your journey is to find the joy as a mom in the midst of your anxiety. My goodness, I was so excited to read this. I want to know you. I want to go to coffee with you. So first of all, let's jump in and talk about Family Fun Twin Cities. What is it all about?
Family Fun Twin Cities is a website resource that I started with two other moms in the Twin Cities, Joy Peters and Ann Kingston. We all three of us have four kids. Our oldest is the same age, and then we have kids ranging all the way down to like second grade. We started the site because we were looking for things to do with our kids. We did not know each other. We just found each other because we kept running into each other online looking for things to do. So we decided, you know what, we can collaborate and we can make this happen because we can't be the only people in the Twin Cities looking for things to do with our kids. So that is how it started.
I find that remarkable, by the way, that all of you came together in a very different way, and all three of you have four children each.
We do. We all have four.
That's amazing.
Kids.
That
so
is amazing.
Something, yeah, when we would go do things, like we brought the party, right? Like,
right.
Let's go.
Okay, so tell me, Family Fun Twin Cities. I want to know how this began and where is it today? How long have you been around? And tell me, why is it that you still exist today?
We started it in 2013. So we're almost at 10 years of running this site.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's so great. We have had lots of ups and downs. It's been wonderful having a business together with two other moms because we have taken time. Like, each one of us kind of goes through a crisis, right? And every time we're able to talk each other down from the crisis and be like, no, we're okay. We still got this. We got this, right? And then the next person will have her crisis another 2 months later and we'll be able to talk them down. So that part in our business is awesome. But the reason why it keeps going is because people keep wanting to do things and we keep putting it up there and people are just like so grateful. I really have to tell you, though, the reason why we're so great is because of my business partners. Both of them are amazing at what they do. Anne is able to take all of the information and blurb it so people know exactly what's going on that month. And then Joy takes everything and keeps our calendar up to date. We have been told by multiple people that, and I'm not trying to say we're the best thing out there, but we kind of are because other people have told us that. Like, we have the best Family Fun calendar for the Twin Cities online, for sure.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, the first thing you'll see if you click over to our calendar is that we use a Google calendar, and so things are just lined up on this calendar. Like, at 10 o'clock, you can go to this. at 10 o'clock, you could also do this. At 10 o'clock, you could also do this. Oh, and now we're at this event is at 11. Like, the days are just very well laid out, and also they're up to date for sure.
Oh my gosh.
Joy is constantly updating.
It's a lot of work to do that, but I'm sure that it must be fun. You sound as though you smile at all times.
I wish, but I try.
Really? I mean, seriously, I want to know more about the company and who are the people that write to you, go and see you, want to know everything that's on the calendar. What are they like?
They're people just like us. They're moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and babysitters and caregivers that just need to get out of the house with the kids. Honestly,
yeah.
Like, they just, I remember this when my kids were really tiny and I'd be stuck in the house and I'm like, I can't do this. But I also, you know, can't take a trip with four children under the age of five, but I need to get out of the house. For an
right.
hour, that would be great. So that's what's going on. Other people, you know, we serve most of the people that we serve. Usually, their kids are about 10 and under. We're starting to get some teens coming in, and so we've got a small teen section that's growing. But yeah, it's those things where you just need something to get out of the house for.
Yeah, and you know, with teenagers, it is a whole nother ball game. There's no doubt about it. So, you know,
right.
trying to figure out what they would be interested in, it's easy for our small ones. But for the teenagers, it's a whole nother ball game because they, too, have anxiety, so many of them. They, too, are looking for something that's rewarding in their lives. And I'm just wondering,
mm-hmm.
how do you make sure that you can deliver that?
We don't really worry about it. We do what we can. Like, I think if we did worry about it, we'd probably freeze, right? We would just kind of stall out. But we just kind of, we've got people that trust us, and so they send us their information and want to be on the site, right? So that, like, that part's easy. And then other times, we'll be talking to a friend, and we'll say, or they'll say, did you hear about this? Which, when we have to say no, it's kind of embarrassing. But as soon as we say no, we go in and we start talking to each other. Have you heard about this? Where do we need to go? Like, how do we get this on our site? Right? That kind of thing.
Right.
So really, right. we trust our gut, and we trust our friends and other people reaching out to us to let us know about things.
Okay, here's something that just blew my mind. I was talking to my daughter earlier about having the children, my grandchildren, volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go with them and the parents and just have a ball. You have volunteering with kids, top five opportunities in the Twin Cities. Oh my gosh, I needed this information. We were just looking this up today. So this is not just a surprise. I mean, this is serendipity, right? I mean, it's more than that. It's so much. I just couldn't believe I'm looking at this. So just know, I can imagine the people that write you or that call and say, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I needed. Exactly what I needed. So I'm one of them.
Well, thank you.
We
love
that's
helping
amazing.
People. I think that's why we keep doing this, is we just want to help people out.
Yeah, well, you are, because you even have year-round opportunities for volunteering with children, feeding the local community. It's just remarkable. To me, that is a gift for Christmas, a gift for Thanksgiving. That's how I
mm-hmm.
look at it. These are gifts
yeah.
that our children can deliver, and it's not a whole lot to it, you know? Just deliver.
Yeah.
Just deliver the gift. There you go. If there's one thing that you don't have on your list of things to do, what would you hope would eventually get on that list?
I was going to say all of the shows that are good for families and kids, like the theater shows, but that's not true. We have a whole calendar for that. So, that wouldn't be it. Let's see. What else would we like to do? I think we'd like to make our teens and tweens page a little more robust, you know, a little more meat with information and options that teens would like. But like I said, so I'm not too concerned about that. Another thing I think is we would like to up our volunteer a little bit more, because And maybe that's not something that we can do. We just need to, like, wait for the right options to be out there, and they're just not out there yet. But, yeah, I love volunteering with my kids, especially when they were little, and we could be like, this is helping somebody. This isn't just fun for us. It is fun.
Right.
It is fun, but it's also, mm-hmm. it's a little more meaningful than that.
Exactly, and I wish that for all children. I mean, all children need to see what others are going through and be willing to participate and help in some way, whether mm-hmm. it's giving away clothes or bringing food or no matter what it is, they need to understand that there are others who are really suffering that we can help. So yeah. I just want to thank you because now I have this whole list on here that I'm looking at. I can't wait to send it to my daughter. She might have already found it by now, but it's just amazing. So what you and Joy and Anne are doing has to be very rewarding for you. I know that you are a Christian as well, and mm-hmm. I can only imagine what it's like for you going through with anxiety and actually being a part of something called the Family Fund TwinCities.com. I can imagine there are days yeah. when you don't necessarily have a smile on your face. So blessings to yeah. you for what you're doing. And is there anything else you want me to know, want us to know about Family Fund Twin Cities?
Family Fun Twin Cities, we're really just three moms. We're three moms that love to, like, tell you what's going on, really. That's all it is. And we are blessed to help you, and we love hearing that we are helpful. And if we ever aren't helpful or there's something that disturbs you, please reach out. Always. We want to hear from people and do the best that we can.
Yeah, and I understand that you also are inviting other companies, you know, who may want you to advertise on your website, advertise them. Yep. So there's so much more. There's a lot on this website that I encourage families to look at. Again, it's called Family Fun. Do I have this right? Yeah, FamilyFunTwinCities.com. Go on and look at everything they're offering, from family travel, fun at home, family directory, calendar events, things to do, and welcome to the Twin Cities. I just think I'm going to have to go and read it all. That's what I'm going to have to do now. So thank you so much, Gianna. I really appreciate it. You take care of yourself.
Thank you.